This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Knox Prairie Community Kitchen provides free community dinners twice a month in Galesburg. The dinners will continue, but they will soon be held at a new location. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen is an all-volunteer group supported by donations. It's not affiliated with any religion. Board President Tambi Peterson and Vice President Mary Angela McGuire say next month the group will begin hosting the dinners at the First Baptist Church of Galesburg on South Cherry Street. McGuire says the dinners have taken place at the Central Congregational Church for about the past 6 years.
And it's been a wonderful environment. We've really appreciated their support. They're going through a lot of changes, and so we think it's possible that at some point we may be in their way. But they've been very welcoming. They haven't urged us to leave or anything like that. But they're trying to figure out their future, so we have to figure out our future. So last fall, we started talking to the leadership at First Baptist Church because it's like Central, it's centrally located in downtown Galesburg, so a lot of the guests that are used to coming should still be able to come. Has a couple of big advantages. One is it's all on one floor. And a lot of our guests have mobility issues and limitations, so being all on one floor will be a huge benefit. It's also air-conditioned, which in the summer is going to make a big difference.
Trying to find a place centrally located in town, was that important to you?
It was very important. A lot of our guests travel from the two housing towers that are here in town, and a lot of them walk to the dinners, so it was very important to be centrally located.
And this, can you talk a little bit about the community kitchen? This is open to anyone, right?
That's right. The community kitchen started about 7 years ago, and it was initially an effort to meet the gap when there was a long winter break and school kids weren't getting their free lunches. So a Knox student and a lot of leaders in the Galesburg community got together and they started a lunch, they call it the lunch spot, and that morphed into community potlucks, which then became this community dinner, because to have the community dinners, you have to meet the health department standards, and potlucks don't do that on a large scale repeated often. So that's when we moved to First Central or to Central Congregational Church. And yes, they're open to everyone. We strongly encourage anyone who wants to come to join us. We hope to address food insecurity issues, but we also are really here to build community. So we have probably 20 or 25 volunteers at every meal, as well as a lot of maybe 100 guests coming for dinner. And so to see people from all across the Galesburg and surrounding communities interact with each other is really a great time. It's a lot of fun.
Why is this almost really more about building community than addressing food insecurity? Why is that important?
Well, one of the things I say when I talk to people about Knox Prairie Community Kitchen is that I used to live in a bigger city and I contributed to a food bank at a church down the street from my house. And I realized one morning I was looking out my window and saw people walk past my door and then come back with groceries. And there was no grocery store in my neighborhood. And I realized they're going to that church. And I just realized that we don't always know that our neighbors are in need. So that's one thing that our community dinners do, is try to address the need in as many ways as we can. But the building community part is, sometimes the folks who come to our dinners are people we pass on the street and we look right through them. Their needs are so great we may feel overwhelmed by it. But when people come to our dinners, we see them. Everybody is seen, everybody is acknowledged, everybody feels welcome and feels that this is a place where they're accepted and their limitations, their challenges, the strife and stress in their life kind of goes away for an hour, and they have a nice meal and good conversation, and everybody treats them like an important member of the community. And all of us in our community need to be seen by each other, need to be acknowledged, across differences, across all kinds of things. So that's why we need to build community as much as address food insecurity.
And as I recall, these are pretty good meals, too. This isn't just beef ravioli out of a can like that.
No, it's absolutely not. We work hard to have nutritious meals. I would say we try to straddle that space between comfort food and nutritious, healthy meals. We want people to enjoy their meal, but we always serve vegetables and salads. Many things are homemade, and so that's really important to us. So there's always a protein. We have a vegetarian option for people. They are good meals.
Yeah, they are, definitely. We don't really hear any complaints. We get a lot of compliments. The cooks take it very seriously to provide something that's pleasing to people when they come in. And yeah, it's good meals.
Is there a secret, some sort of key to keeping this going with all volunteers, all donations for this length of time and into the foreseeable future?
I think one of the keys has been it's fun. People are often surprised by how much fun they have. When volunteers come down for the first time, I often have that comment at the end of the evening, two comments really. One, wow, this is really well organized, which makes them feel like they're able to be productive. They're actually able to contribute and not just watching chaos and trying to figure out how to plug in. They know what's expected of them. We're clear about directions, and people really feel like they're contributing something, but they also, it's just a lot of fun.
And we have a group of probably 20, what we call core volunteers, who are regular volunteers that are there 90% of the dinners, and you know they've stuck with us, and then we have the few groups that come in from different organizations or businesses throughout the community, and even though they don't know what to expect the first time they volunteer, most of them want to come back and want to know how they can help.
Tammy Peterson is president of the board for the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen in Galesburg. She was joined by Vice President Mary Angela McGuire in talking about plans to relocate the group's free community dinners. This Thursday's dinner will be held at the Central Congregational Church, but beginning next month, they'll move to a new location, the First Baptist Church of Galesburg. The first dinner at the new location will be July 12th. The dinners are held the second and fourth Thursday of each month. The doors open at 5 o'clock. I'm Rich Ecker, Tri-State's Public Radio News.